こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、人口の上位 2% の IQ を持つ人々の交流を目的とした団体メンサが、 IQ が高い人用、高い人専用の出会い系サイトを開設しました。これは出会い系サイト大手マッチドットコムとの連携で実現しました。メンサの会員でない人も1ドルで受けられるオンラインテストに合格すれば、プロフィールにメンサバッジを掲載可能です。
Mensa has partnered with Match.com to create a dating site exclusively for highly intelligent people. Mensa, the high IQ society, requires that you have an IQ above 98% of the general population to join. According to Match.com, more than 80% of single people want a partner of equal or higher intelligence, describing it as a must-have or very important. Non-members of Mensa are able to pay $1 to take an online test evaluating their intelligence. If they pass, they will receive a Mensa badge and be able to participate.
前になんかメンサの話一回したけど、世界中で一応会員が11万人で、日本は900人いるらしいよ。でもこれ会費を払わないといけないんだよね、毎年。
Really? Even if you're smart as shit?
Yeah. To be a part of Mensa.
Have you taken an IQ test?
No. うちの弟はなんか一回やって、すごい。うちの弟超頭いいから。
What was his score on that?
わかん、覚えてないけど結構すごかった。すごい高かった。But
the requirement to get into Mensa is 132.
Okay.
IQ score.
上位 2%.
Which is pretty high.
Yeah.でなんかこの頭いい人専用出会い系じゃん、これは。 でもなんか日本人女の子と出会える出会い系とか、なんかいろいろ調べたの。そしたらペット
there, There's no one on there?
What? No, I'm sure there are tons. And there are some other stuff like ベジタリアン専用とか、ブサイクな人専用とか、あの牢屋に入ってる女性専用とかすごいなんかカスタマイズされてるらしいよ、最近の出会い系サイトっていうのは。まあでも確かに
I've seen the women behind bars one.
Okay.
Actually, and they have all the pictures and most of them look a little
evil?
Not evil.
Tired?
I don't know. Unstable. I don't know.
Unstable.
No, I was looking through like the pictures of all. They have all these profiles for all these women that are, I guess, like convicts or something.
Yeah.
And it's 面白い。
でもその需要面白くない？そこに登録してる男性はさ、どういうモチベーションなんだろうね。牢屋に入ってる女性とどうしても出会いたいっていう。
What do you think about this Mensa one though? It's a
頭いい人専用の出会い系。
Is this? There's no moral issues with this.
Moral issues は別に、まあ、なんか出会い系だからどうでもいいけど、私個人的には嫌だ。
Why? You wouldn't use
it. てか私メンサの人嫌だ。
Why?
なんか頭いいのはいいんだけど。
Yeah.
それをわざわざ会費とか払って俺メンサなんだよねみたいな、なんかそういうの嫌だ。嫌じゃない？なんかだってこれ人に言うためだけじゃん。
No, I mean the people that are joining it, they're joining it so that they can interact with these other people, meet other Mensa people, and they can, I don't know, get together at a Starbucks and create star mapping programs or whatever they do. I don't know what they do.
普段のメンサ会員の人はいいけど、その出会い系っていう場で俺メンサなんだよねみたいな、なんか嫌だ。
Do you look for someone that's a lot smarter than you when you're dating? When you're trying to find a mate? are you on a date and you think like, oh, this guy's too dumb?
あ、でも、頭いい人がいい。でもそんな、ね、こんな人口の上位 2% とかじゃない方がいい。話が逆に合わなそうじゃない？ とかこうバカにされたりとかも嫌だし。
How smart are you if you are in Mensa? Like what? How smart is 98% or higher? I don't feel like it's that smart, is it? I've talked to people that supposedly have a really high IQ, and they don't really seem like they're.
なんかその測り方とかにもよるのかな。だからスマートって言ってもさ、なんかブックスマートみたいな人とストリートスマートみたいなのとあるじゃん。
Well, the IQ tests
is definitely
are pretty
book
weird.
Smart, じゃない?
No, it's not really book smart.
あ、違うんだ。
It's like weird problem solving stuff.
Ah,
it's
okay,
like,
okay.
It's they deliberately make it so it's not book smart. It's not based on knowledge as much as it is on what they consider to be IQ. But the tests are all, there's a bunch of different IQ tests. They all give you like different scores.
そうだよね、だろうね。そうだからやっぱ測り方によるから何とも言えないよね。でもさ、出会ったばっかりで急に IQ 言われてもって感じじゃない？あの身長とかと同じ要領でさ
バスト
IQ は何ですとか言われたところで、
yeah. It'd be interesting though to see if there's any correlation
to what?
Between like height and weight
IQ?
And like if there's a relationship between busto and IQ.
Like
No.
That's so stupid.
Why is that stupid?
I don't know. でもなんか普通の人、普通に頭いい。普通の人がいい。
普通の人がいい？
うん。
Like what? What's 普通の人？ IQ of 100?
え、わかんない私。その IQ の数字のあれがわかんないけど、でも、あの、普通に会話できる人。普通に何の会話でもできる人がいい。
うん。
すごい頭悪い人っていう、すごい聞こえ悪いけど、頭いい人と付き合ったこと、デートしたことあるけど、まあ、会話が合わないよね。言わないよ。ここで。でも、あの、会話がやっぱり合わないから、お互いちょっと、ね、疲れるというか。
We have to have you take an IQ test.
やだよ。
They have it online. Some...
$1?
No, they have free ones. They have some random...
Ah, okay.
Shit, IQ tests.
じゃあやってみようかな、それ。
Yeah.
でもあんまり興味ないんだけど自分の IQ。
Why?
なんかそれ知ったところでどうすんのそれ。
What if you get like something crazy, like you're an ultra genius?
But what does that do?
Boost your confidence.
それだけ。だから結局やっぱりそんなにメリットないよね。
And you can date smart people online.
いらないよ。いいや。No.
No interest?
No.
Have you hold on? Have you taken standardized tests?
No. SAT とかはあるけど、TOEFL とか英検とか。でも英語関係ないやつはないかな。
Really? You don't have to take that in school?
なかった。なんか今あるみたいだよね。全国一斉なんちゃらみたいなさ。小学校とかでも、でも私の時なかったと思う。
Huh. They made me take it like every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the American one?
They call it the Iowa test. I don't know if they're still doing that one.
Okay.
But you take the Iowa test and you when you get the results, they put you in an exact percentile for all the subjects and overall.
Okay.
You know, so everyone. So all these kids, and you're like a teenager,
yeah.
gets these scores back, and people are getting scores back. It's like you're in the 60th percentile. Like you're dumb as shit. Like
それ知りたくないよね。それ子供に伝えるってどうなんだろうね。
And you can easily end up in like the bottom 20 or the bottom 30, like because normally in school everyone gets above 50%. But if it's percentile, then half of the people are getting F's, right? Basically.
Yeah.
So that was like a weird dynamic.
Yeah, だ私あの女子校だったっていうのもあるのか、その学校の方針でこうランキングとかをやらないみたいな。その 成績とかも誰が1位で誰がビリでとかを公表しないっていうのがなんかポリシーだったの。
Really?、うん、That's like the opposite of what they were doing at my school.
なんかそういう意味で競争するとかその下に入った子がへこむみたいなのはやめましょうみたいな、So that was good for me. That was good for all the kids who don't study much. But yeah.I don't know.
Ours was totally different. If you got a good score, I got a pretty good score, so I got like an invitation to like go to this prestigious university for some programs. And they do all this stuff. So like, if you don't get a good score, you feel really left out, I think.
その上を発表するのはいいけどね。こう下、あなたは下。から何番目ですとか言われるとさ、なんかちょっとやる気なくなりそうじゃない？逆に。
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm so dumb. もう終わったみ
たいな。What if you pay this $1, you take the test, and you fail? What do you do
then? 本当だよね。
You're like, okay, I'll just date stupid people.
Yeah. But then, like, I don't know. If you're not smart, like, I don't want to date super smart people because...I mean, I've never really met anyone who's like super, super smart. Really? But like...
Ever? I don't think that's true.
In person? No, not really.
I don't think you would know. How do you know how smart someone is? How do you know? How do you know how they would do on an IQ test?
I don't know. I don't know how they do on IQ tests. I mean like, you know, この人頭いいなって感じるかどうかっていう意味では。そんなになんか話が合わないほど頭いい人っていうのは、まあ、私が下から見る限りはあんまりないけどいたとしてもそういう人と別に付き合いたくなくない？お互い悲しくなりそうなんか They feel sorry for me and I feel dumb.
I think it's harder for men. If you're a grown man、mm. you know kind of a strong spirited dudeAnd you start dating some chick that's way smarter than you. Like, you're gonna get in arguments about stuff. Because you're stubborn and you're trying to be like that male lead. But then you're too dumb.
No? Yeah, I think it depends on your personality, no? Like, if you can accept the fact that your girlfriend is really smart, then... まあ、いいんじゃない。日本はさ、結構その傾向というかね多くない？あんまりこう一般化するのもなんだけどやっぱりこう女の子には自分よりちょっと頭悪くいてほしいとか天然の女の子がいいとかさ、
うん、
そういうのあるよね。それはそれで嫌だよね。
うん。I feel like women already have a social advantage. If you're dating a girl that's way smarter than you, then you're just totally outclassed.You're gonna get played.
But no. Smart girls don't want dumb guys. But smart guys.
You think so?
Smart. Yeah, janai? Datte, why would a smart girl want to date a dumb guy? Unless he looks like an Abercrombie model.
Yeah, exactly.
まあそれ男女共通で言えるけどね。次。オックスフォード大学の研究によりヒマラヤ山脈に残されたイエティの毛の正体はほとんどがすでに知られている普通の動物だったことが分かりました。イエティは霊長類の未確認生物とされ正体に関してはネアンデルタール人説やギガントピテクス説などがありました。今回研究チームは博物館等が保管しているイエティのものとされる体毛を36件集め DNA 解析をしました。ほとんどがすでに知られている動物の体毛でしたが、そのうち2件が4万年前に絶滅したホッキョクグマの遠い祖先にあたるクマでした。また研究ではビッグフットのものとされてきた毛髪18件の DNA 解析も行い、それぞれオオカミ、コヨーテ、アライグマなど動物のものだったことも分かりました。テキサス州で保管されたビッグフットの毛髪は欧州の毛深い人のものでした。
In a major study at Oxford University, a research team analyzed 36 specimens reported to be yeti. While most of the samples were easily explained, the team analyzed 2 clumps of hair that were found in the Himalayan mountain ranges. supposedly belonging to a Yeti, and found that the mitochondrial DNA matched that of a 40,000-year-old extinct species of polar bear. Experts believe that the bear was a hybrid between today's brown bears and polar bears from back then. Following DNA analysis of 18 hair samples, the researchers found that they belonged to a wolf, coyote, raccoon, and other non-Yeti creatures. The hair sample from Texas turned out to be that of a hairy European man. The Yeti is an ape-like cryptid said to inhabit the Himalayan region of Nepal and Tibet.
So, というかビッグフットの毛髪一個欧州の毛深い人のものとか意味がわかんない。
That guy probably just sent it in himself.
人かよっていうね。
He just got a solid waxing job done and just sent that straight in.
でも一応今回のイエティのその毛もさ、博物館ではイエティのものとして保管してたものが結局まあ普通の動物だったっていう。ちょっと夢がない。イエティ好きな人いるもんね。イエティとビッグフット大好きな人たち。
I love that shit.
私未確認生物は好きだけど、ビッグフットとイエティだけなぜか興味ないんだよね。このニュース選んどきながらあれだけど。
Do you like the Loch Ness?
What?
Loch Ness.
What's that?
Loch Ness Monster. Nessie.
Ah, yeah.あ、うん、なんかそういう恐竜的な見た目のやつとか、チュパカブラみたいな意味わかんない、ちょっと笑える系とか。
What does the chupacabra actually look like?
The image?
Yeah.
え、なんかさ、日本足で立ってて、なんかエイリアンっぽい見た目だよね。顔はちょっとエイリアンっぽくて、目がつり上がってて。
It has claws?
で、ちょっと毛が、
Are those claws?Is this claws?
そう、あの爪が生えてて、2本足で立ってて、毛がちょっと生えてて、すごいブサイクな。で、歯が結構、あの、何、鋭い。
Mm.
とか、そういうなんか意味わかんないやつの方が、ちょっと面白い、興味そそられる。ビッグウッドとイエティはなんかちょっと、なんかね、興味ないんだよね、わかんないけど。見た目そんな面白くないじゃん。
Do you just not believe it at all?
Yeti and
yeah.
Bigfoot. I never really thought that it could be real.
Hmm. But there is the Gigantopithecus, giant ape that is basically Bigfoot, right? I mean, it's dead, supposedly. But if it wasn't extinct, that would be Bigfoot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.なんかこうほらビッグフットとかイエティとかになるとこう人間みたいな人間に結構近い猿みたいなイメージがあるじゃん。それはさすがにないだろうなっていうのはあったけど。
Did you know that the Komodo dragon was a originally that was a myth?
あ、そうなの？
Yeah, it was like Bigfoot. People were like, oh, the Komodo dragon's not real.
へえ。
Like, that's bullshit. But it was totally real.
あ、でもなんかほらタコとかイカとかもね。あのめっちゃでかいあの船とか沈没させる。
Oh, giant squid.
Yeah. でも、yeah. あのダイオウイカとかめっちゃでかいしね。だからまあ全部が全部嘘ってわけじゃないと思う。でもほらカッパとかさ、人魚のミイラとか、ああいう意味わかんないやつ、絶対嘘だろうなと思いながら面白いからちょっと見ちゃう。
Isn't Kappa like kind of magical, isn't it? Not really like.
It's supposed to be just this imaginary ikimono.
It's kind of like folklore. It's not really like no one actually really believes that.
でも一応カッパのミイラっていうのもあるんだよ。あと妖精のミイラっていうのもあるよね。どっかの国に。そういう意味わかんないの面白いけど。
There's some specific.Turtle
yeah.
called the Hone Kiem turtle that is still being debated whether it actually exists right now.
Okay.
But the thing is that this turtle looks like a regular turtle. There's nothing really special about it. It's just a slightly different turtle. But this, like, scientists say, like, no, that turtle is the same thing as this other turtle.
Ah, so
but like all these like locals are like, no, this is like a special turtle. And the scientists are like, no, 普通の turtle.
何の話？どういうこと？え、その地元の人は何が特別だって言ってんの？その亀の。
I don't really know. I don't.
どこの国の話それ？
Well, Southeast Asia, like Vietnam.
Okay.
So here on Wikipedia it says the Hoan Kiem turtle is a controversial taxon of turtle from Southeast Asia, with one known living specimen in Hanoi, Vietnam. This individual is affectionately known as Su Rua, meaning great grandfather turtle. So Vietnamese scientists insist that this turtle is a distinct species and that there's only... It's like the sole surviving turtle
okay.
of this type of turtle. But supposedly other people are saying, like, no, it's just this regular turtle.
どういうこと?
I don't know.
意味わかんない。
It's not a settled issue.
あ、そう。変なの。まあでもこういう未確認生物とか未確認物体とかまあいろいろあるもんね大パーツみたいなやつとかさ、まあ大体嘘くさいけど
So apparently this turtle stole a sword
え何の話?
from the emperor of Vietnam
あそんなお話まであるのか
Yeah
もはや
I don't know it's a weird story
He.
This turtle like stole this guy's sword.
え、何歳ぐらいだってことになってんの?
The turtle?
Yeah. They know how old. I mean, they can count, right?
Somehow. Well, stories about the turtle began in the 15th century, so I don't know.
あ、この種類のカメがってこと? Not this grandpa turtle.
Yeah, this special type of turtle.
The
sword stealing turtle. I don't know if I'm getting any of this right. I'm just like looking at Wikipedia.
謎すぎる。
Yeah.
次。映画、演劇、マスメディア、芸術作品において汚い言葉の使用を禁止する法律がロシアでおととい施行されました。汚い言葉を根絶するというロシア政府の取り組みの一環ですが国内では大きな論争となっています違反すると個人の場合は最高約7,400円事業者の場合約148,000円の罰金が課せられます汚い言葉の定義は詳しく示されていませんが基本的に性交や性器を表す言葉やスラングが禁止されます
On Tuesday, Russia passed a new law banning swear words in movies, theater, art, and the media. The new law is part of an effort by the Kremlin to reinforce traditional values. However, the move has been met with widespread criticism within Russia. Individuals who violate the new rules will be fined up to 7,400 yen, and businesses will be fined up to 148,000 yen. While the legislation does not clearly define what constitutes as swearing,There seems to be a general understanding that it would include what is referred to in Russia as mat, which is just a general term for Russian swear words.
そうだから映画とかで例えば fuck とか言ってたらその映画の配給許可自体が下りないことになっちゃうんだって。
Wait, so this applies to English?
To any language じゃないの?
Really?
うん。だって結局ロシア語にあの訳したりとか字幕とかにしなくちゃいけないしさ
How do you say fuck in Russian?
知らないロシア語私だしか知らない
What does that mean?
Yes
So fuck in Russian is yebat
Yebat
I don't know if I'm saying it right I just kind of put a 適当 ass accent on it
これ言っちゃうとだからロシアではダメなんだ
Oh no, our podcast is banned in Russia
あ、そうだよ。そうそうそう。そういうことだよ。
Really?
じゃない?
So we just fucked this whole thing up. I just fucked it up again.
ねえ、だからどうするの?
Jesus.
ねえ、だから iTunes 上のものとかさ、普通にアクセスできるからどうなるんだろうね。まあだから相当めんどくさい法律だよ、これは。
It's so dumb. They're just making swear words more powerful.
うん、しかもロシア最近本当にあの逆行っぷり半端ないよね。時代に抵抗しすぎてか、うん、あの同性愛とかもそうだし、yeah. すごいよねこの一人突っ走り感というかさ。
These contrarians, these Russian hipsters。
でも結構ロシアでその有名な詩人 poet、
うん、
もうあの汚い言葉よく使ってんだって。どういう詩なのかよくわかんないけど、うん、それもダメになっちゃうし、あの、まあ、だから結構多いよねそんなのと思うんだけど、日本語はさあんまり汚い言葉がないから想像しにくいけど、英語で考えると結構若者のさ映画とか、なんかギャング映画みたいなやつとか特にさ、
I just don't believe in this whole swearing is bad thing. I just don't get it.
ね、あのアメリカのビープも意味が分かんないよね。だってビープしたところでもう何言ってるか分かってるじゃん全員。
Yeah.
だから意味あるのかっていう。
Yeah. Louis C.K. has a good joke about the word nigger, and he says that when people say the word no one will say the N word or the word nigger、
うん、
in Western media because it's just、
うん、
so stigmatized、
うん、
so everyone says it all the time but they just say N word instead、
うん、
they say N word, N word, N word, everyone's、
yeah.
saying N word、
yeah.
but when people say N word you're making the person you're talking to say the word nigger in their head、
yeah, yeah, yeah.
so it's
だから一緒だよね。
What?
同じことだよね結局は。
It's ridiculous.
だからそのあまりにも厳しく禁止したりとか大げさにあいけないんだみたいにすることによってその言葉が持つ力がどんどんでかくなるだけだよね。
Mm.
You know.
It's just the only thing is you just got to be aware of the context. Be careful with your context when you're swearing. Because they are powerful words.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
there's a very specific way to use them in、mm. an appropriate context.、Mm. But you can't just ban the word fuck because it's such a flexible word too.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually when people are saying it, it doesn't mean what it can mean.、
Mm. So,
you know, if someone gets really angry and says like, fuck you, like that's really strong.、
Mm.
That's still really strong.、
Mm.
Even though we'll use the same word in an expression like fucking around,
yeah, yeah,
and it's、
yeah.
not strong at all.
そうね、そうね。だから、まあ、あの特にそれ言語勉強してる人はね、一番気をつけなくちゃいけないというか、たまにこうあのあんまりペラペラじゃない段階でこうスラングとかばっかりとか汚い言葉ばっかり覚えて、ちょっとイケてる感じにしようとして。大失敗してるとよく見るけど。
Well, slang is the most difficult to use.
そうそうそう。
So it's very easy to misuse it if it's a new language.
そうなの。だから、ね、そう気をつけなくちゃいけないんだけど。
But to understand how to use slang, I think you do need to practice it a bit. You do need to get it wrong a few times. You do need to expose yourself to it so you understand.
In the right... situation, yes.
Yeah.
そう、なんかね。まあでも演劇映画、マスメディアもだ、まあメディアはでももともとそんな言わないか。
Yeah, that doesn't really change.
あ、でもテレビもだからダメってことだよね。そう、日本だとあんまりちょっとね、日本に置き換えて想像しにくいんだよね。あの、まあ放送禁止用語とかはもちろんあるけど、あの。Swear words っていう意味では、
it's so bad.
あまりないから。
It's so bad for art and it's so bad for music.
ね、
Because art and music, so much of the time, art and music are about expressing、
うん、
the extremes of human experience and human emotion. And you can't really communicate. I mean, that swear words are a part of the language, like the rest of the language, that it's a tool to communicate.
Yeah.
And, if you censor that part, that really takes away from art and poetry and music.
ね、この汚い言葉を根絶するってなんかもう無理じゃない。今さ、しかもこのアートとかで禁止したところで別に普通の会話でみんなが使ってればさ、 ね、なくなるっていうもんじゃないから。
Do you ever listen to music on YouTube using Vivo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are familiar with Vivo. But, and Vivo has kind of relaxed this recently, but Vivo was censoring all the swear words and all the music for a long time.
あ、そうなんだ。
And every single song where any word was censored, for sure, if you went down and looked at the comment section, every comment is like, fuck Vivo. Like, because the comments aren't censored. So they censor the song.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they censor the song, all the YouTube comments become, fuck Vivo, and the S.
逆効果。
You know, like...
え、それ音が消されてるとかそういうこと？それとも、あの、lyrics を replace したやつじゃないと流さないとかそういうこと？
I don't know. I think usually it's just cut out.
あ、OK。最近多いよね。あの、アメリカとか歌でその2バージョンあるっていう。クリーンバージョンと普通の。
And the clean version, oftentimes it just doesn't even make sense.
ね、そう。
And these people are artists.、うん、you know, they need that creative license to do that.
Yeah.
And they chose that word for a very specific reason.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Exactly. まあ映画とかもそうだよね。キャラクターがさ、変わっちゃうじゃん。
Mm.
言葉遣いとかを政府にそんなね、
mm.
規制されると
Yeah, fuck censorship.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. 次 Google has created a virtual reality kit out of cheap corrugated cardboard. Just costing $25, the kit enables you to create a virtual reality headset using an Android smartphone. The kit called Google Cardboard consists of cardboard, lenses, magnets, Velcro,a rubber band and a NFC sticker tag for launching the mobile application. Altogether, the components would cost about 2,000 yen. After building the kit, you launch the Google Cardboard app and you can experience virtual reality.
Google が段ボールでできたバーチャルリアリティキットを発表しました。約2500円でこのキットを購入すると、Android 携帯と連携したバーチャルリアリティヘッドセットを作ることができます。Google カードボードと呼ばれるこのキットには段ボール、レンズ、磁石、ベルクロ、輪ゴム、NFC タグが入っています。ベルクロって日本語で言うかな、ちょっと日本語でなんて言うか分からなくてそのまま言
っちゃう。マジックテープ、
ああ、私ずっとビリビリって呼んでたんだよね、ちっちゃい時から。
Is it マジックテープ？
わかんない、そうかも。
It's like the little hooks and loops.
そう、ビリビリってやつでしょ。あの、
I'm not sure.
ビリビリって音するじゃん、剥がすと。だからうちマミ家ではちっちゃい時からビリビリって呼んでたな、あれを。
マジックテープ？
No. そっか、マジックテープだって。
I'm not sure either, but I don't think you call it ベルクロ。
え、これさ、見た目はどんな感じなの？ダンボールじゃない感じの見た目、それともあ、ダンボールだわみたいな感じ。い
や、普通にダンボール。
あ、そう。
It looks really cheap. It is really cheap.
まあでもこれつけて外出ないもんね、別に。家の中でやるだけだから何でもいいよね、見た目なんて。
うん。
正直。
Well, it's just way cheaper because the Oculus Rift is like,
まあそうだよね。
like 35,000円じゃん。
え、これどこで買えんの？これ日本でも Android 携帯持ってる人は買えるのかな？
I don't know. I think they presented this at the Google I.O. event.
Okay. なんかレビュー見てみたい、どんなか。これ作るのもきっとそんな難しくないんだよね、じゃあ。
No.
ただ組み立てるだけでしょ。
Yeah. In fact, you could build this yourself.
But isn't that what you're supposed to do?
No, I mean instead of buying the Google cardboard.
そういうこと。ああ、そういうこと。
Yeah.
でもこの、あ、そうかそうか。で、この NFC タグだけちゃんとつければいいということ。
It's really interesting the way this thing works. It's literally just this cardboard thing that kind of turns into this crude thing that fits on your face,、
うん、
the headset.、
うん、
And the, so one of the components is a rubber band.、
うん、
that rubber band is just...goes on the back of your
head.
そうい
うこと？マジで？
To hold it onto your face.
だから子供用のさ、お面みたいなことでしょ？後ろがただの輪ゴムっていう。
Yeah. Yeah.
あ、そういうことか。 すごいね。面白いね。でも。
And your phone goes inside of it.
ああ。ああ、OK, OK. くっつけるっていうか、合体させるってこと？
うん。So your phone, is going to display two different images.
Okay.
On the left side of the screen and the right side of the screen. It's split in the middle.
Okay.
And, this kit actually adds a separator between the two sides of the screen. Mm. So your right eye can't see the left screen.
Ah.
And your left eye can't see the right screen.
Ah, じゃあ電話を、電話も顔に乗っかってる状態ってこと？
Yeah, yeah. So your phone is like attached to your face.
でも結構重くない？そうすると輪ゴムで支えてる割に。
It's a strong rubber band.
ああ。
So it comes with some lenses that help you see the screen that close.
だよね。
And the phones, all these phones now have accelerometers built in, as well as I believe a gyroscope.So that allows it to move as you like change the image that's shown on both screens as you move your head.
Ah, okay, okay.
So when you turn your head, it looks like you're looking around.
でもオキュラスリフトほどセンシティブじゃないでしょ、きっと。その自分の動きと連動するっていう意味で。
Well, there are going to be a lot of limitations to this kit.
これ何用なの？ゲームとか？
So you can use this to explore Google Street View.
Ah, okay.
There are some games available. And also, there's a YouTube virtual theater.
Ah, そんなのあんの?
So it's weird. So you have this thing strapped to your face.
Yeah.
And then it's like you're seated in a movie theater watching a movie.
Yeah.
Or watching a YouTube video.
Yeah. Ah, そういうビューが見れるってこと?
The thing is, I haven't actually done any virtual reality. But from what everyone says, everyone really says, like, unless you do it, you just have no idea.
まあだろうね。
You just don't know.
だろうね。
So,
そうだよね。
What I'm assuming the experience is if you went to a movie theater and YouTube was on the...you know, they projected YouTube.
すごいでっかい画面で見、
なんか
広い場所に座ってでっかい画面で見てるように見えるってこと。
Mm. So the reason why Google did this is because of that problem. The reason why Google did this is because people don't know until they try it. So what they wanted to do is like, they wanted to figure out a way so that people could try it.
まあそうだよね。やってみな、なくても生きれるものじゃん、これって。今のところは。だからやってみないと別にそんなにこの例えばオキュラスリフト絶対欲しいとかなかなかならないよね。でも25ドルだったら確かにね、やってみてなんか別に好きじゃなかったらそれはそれでいいかって思える値段だよね。だって3万5千円何4万近く払ってオキュラスリフト買ってさ、なんかあんま好きじゃなかったら嫌だ
もん、ね。But you have to use an Android phone. That's the only thing.
ああ、持ってないよ。うちら試せないじゃんね。
This is such a cool thing for Android. They win. They win. iPhone, you fucked up. Where's our virtual reality, dude?
本当だよ。ダンボールでいいから作ってほしいよ。ね。
It's really impressive.
だから確かにそうだよね。こんなの外でね、人に見られるわけでもなし、めっちゃしょぼくていいよね。
You know, I don't think there's any reason why they couldn't do it with the, iPhone.Why couldn't you do it with an iPhone? I mean, the iPhone doesn't have the, near field communication sticker tag, but that's not actually related to the...
あるんじゃないの実は。
What?
そんなことない? iPhone version.
No.
とか誰かやってないの?
I think someone will make it.
まあ、
Because,
そうだよね。
If you have the gyroscope and the accelerometers and you have the software, the thing is that the phone has to render two separate images.For the perspective of each of your eyes in real time, based on the accelerometer data. So it's.
電池一瞬でなくなりそう。
Yeah. Yeah.
だよね。これってさ、その電話がだからこの段ボールのヘッドセットの中に入ってるわけでしょ。電話充電しながらできるのかな、それって。穴開いてんのかな、充電コード用の。 じゃないときついよね。
I mean, it's just cardboard. I'm sure you could make a hole if you wanted to.
まあそっか。
No.
ちょっと誰かこれやってみ。
But actually, yeah, that's one advantage of this is I don't believe that the Oculus Rift is wireless, but this is totally wireless.
あれそうなんだっけ？あれワイヤレスじゃないんだっけ？
I don't think so. I don't know.
そうだっけ？わかんない。
Oculus Rift needs to invite us into their.
本当だよ。Oculus Rift ちょっと日本にオフィスあんの？
I have no idea. I'm just.
Oculus Rift さん、invite us to whatever.
Because it's so hard to talk about it when you've never experienced it. But everyone says, supposedly there's a new experience on the Oculus Rift where they actually use real photographs, like real video. I don't know if it's video. Maybe real photographs.To recreate this room where, like,、
What?
There's some dude、playing the piano or something, and you put this Oculus Rift on, and it's literally like you've left、
What?
This world, and you're、
That's、
just totally、
so、
in this weird. And it looks completely real because it's based on real photographs.
Oculus Rift の人
It's like teleporting.
あれだよね。Invite してくれてもいいし、送ってくれてもいいよね。なんでもいいよね。
高いじゃん。
試させて。
次。Or Sony. Sony has their new shit.、Yeah.
あ、ソニー。ソニー日本の会社じゃんね。行きます。あ、誘ってくれればいつでも行くよね、うちら。ちょっとソニー働いてる人いるじゃんね、知り合い。でも辞めちゃったか、二人とも。
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.Anyways,
次 a regenerative medicine company has created a bioprinter that can print blood cells from a patient's own cells.
You mean blood vessels?
Yes, blood vessels from a patient's own cells. Scientists expect that such a device will be able to print entire functional organs in the future.
再生医療メーカーが患者自身の細胞を使って血管を作成できるバイオプリンターを開発しました。将来的に血管だけでなく全ての内臓を作成できるようになると期待されています。映画かって話じゃない？
It's really crazy. It's really crazy. I was looking at some diagrams of how they actually do this. And so it really works like a 3D printer.It's the same. It works the same way. You know, you'd think it'd be a lot different because it's a biology or a bioprinter, but it's really similar. They use these cell pellets and something called a hydrogel mold.
Okay.
So they actually create, using this hydrogel, they create a trough because a blood vessel is like a little round tube, right? So they fill the bottom of the trough with these cell pellets and then they add a little cylinder of hydrogel and then they add more cell pellets around the cylinder to create a tube of cells.
Okay. そういうことか。すごいね。
And because it's made with your own cells, your body is unlikely to reject it the way that your body would reject a lot of other things likeimplants or something that's not your own cells.
なんか不思議な感じだろうね。こんな 3D プリンターみたいなものから、はい、あなたの血管が今出てきましたみたいなさ。It's like, it's mine. You know, it's crazy. すごいね。なんかどんどん本当に映画の世界みたいだけど。
So they let this thing grow in like a petri dish or something. And the hydrogel eventually justreleases the finished product after a few weeks.
Okay. へえ。ね、なんか内臓を作れるといいよね。しかも自分の細胞で、なんかこうドナー待ってる人すごいいっぱいいるじゃん。やっぱ、まあ、何の内臓に関しても
。It's a huge problem. There's just not enough organs at all. Not even close.
まあだからそれもあってさ、trafficking, human trafficking とかもすごいじゃん。中国とかよく話題になってるけどさ、まあ、自分で内臓を売っちゃう人もいるし、誘拐されて内臓盗まれちゃう人とかもいるし。
Is that still a big problem in China?
All over the world, yeah. I just saw a picture of like these workers, なんかこう腎臓だっけ、 あの傷見せて男の人たちがガーッと並んでる写真最近出てた。だからバイトみたいな感じでお金ないからあのどんどんそうやって売っちゃう人がいるから、まあ受け取る方はねそれ違法だけどそこまでしてでもっていうのがあるから。
Didn't we do some story where like someone's eyes were stolen or something?
Yeah, but that actually turned out
it was not stolen. It was like some crazy ant or
something. Yeah, it was it was about a boy in China, but that was not actually child trafficking.
Do eyes actually get stolen though?
なんでもじゃない多分。
But can you
使えそうなものはすべてみたいな。
But can you get an eye implant?
No,
right?
They steal eyes for 角膜。
ああ、そっか。
そう、だから目玉はさすがにあげれないけど、角膜がついてるからそれを取られちゃうんだよね。怖いよね。あの誘拐されて内臓を盗まれるって結構一番ぐらいに怖い。So,
yeah.
まあこういうねプリンターがあれば済む話だもんね。
And most of our organs we only have one. And、if it fails you're fucked. If your、yeah. liver fails you're dead、If you're what about your spleen? I don't think you really need your spleen, right? Spleen is kind of like whatever.
わかんない
I might just be making that up.
でも最近なんかいろいろさ、なんだっけ、盲腸とかいろいろなんか、あともう一個なんだっけ、ずっといらないあの内臓別に必要ないと思われてたら意外と機能があったみたいな。
Like what? Appendix?
Appendix だったっけ、盲腸だったっけ、なんか忘れちゃったんだけど、
well, recently they
最近そういう結果見た。
They've been saying they think the appendix is actually a store for、intestinal like gut bacteria, like good gut bacteria.
そうだ盲腸だ。
So if you have your appendix removed it can actually affect your digestion.
そうだ。そう、今まで盲腸ね意味ないから取っちゃえみたいな感じで簡単に取ってたけど、実は機能がありましたっていう。
Has anyone in your family had appendicitis?
わかんない。私がでも物心ついてからは周りで盲腸を取った人いないんだけど、まあでもすごいカーメンなね手術だもんね、盲腸すぐ終わるし。
Yeah, my brother had really bad appendicitis.
あ、そう、取ったの？
Yeah, he didn't know. He went in like really late, so it was like bursting, like he could have died.
Oh god. そう、危ないんだよね、放置してるとね。
And I think my grandfather too had the same thing. So,
okay.
I don't know, maybe there's some appendicitis risk.
Maybe, yeah.
でも、DNA.
盲腸。盲腸ない人多分いっぱいいるよね。
Yeah, there are a lot of people with like one kidney too. Because you can donate those.
Yeah, まあそれはでも。
And kidney failure is not that uncommon, no?
No, I don't think so. まあ、ね、あの、まあ、kidney 結構傷つきやすいよね。
Yeah.
だから。いや、まあ上げる方もすごいリスクあるし、だからね、こういうプリンタープリンなんか、あ、ちょっと腎臓やばいからプリントアウトしようみたいなさ、そういう風になると面白いよね。
It would take a long time before they get there.
Yeah.
Although being able to produce blood vessels is a huge step.
そうだよ。これとだからこのプリンター、自分の細胞を使ったプリンターとあの。iPS 細胞とかさ、まあ何こいろいろ組み合わせたら結構何でも、もう将来的にね。
You know what's weird though?
孫の世代とか。
One thing that's weird is we already have the technology to clone. We already have the technology to clone humans, right?
Yeah.まあね、だからそういうふうに考えると確かにこんな何にもなくても内臓だけだからそれは倫理的にかなりやばいでしょ。
I guess, but
その発想。
Yeah, it's like, no, we can't create a clone because that clone is like a person too.
And it, あの、
but if we could clone people without heads, would that be okay? Like, does that?
That's just too creepy.
It's creepy, but you're gonna die otherwise.
Kazuo Ishiguro の Never Let Me Go っていう本。知ってる？
知らない。
それまさにその話だよ。あの内臓をのために育ってる自分っていう。だから本当の自分はどっかで普通に暮らしてて、 その本当の自分が何か内臓が必要になった時のためにだけ自分は存在意義があるっていう。で、
I bet you some really rich dude is doing it. Bill Gates has a clone just waiting in a freezer somewhere.
あれもじゃん。Wasn't The Island about it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだよ。アイランドっていう映画も、Ewan McGregor と
Scarlett Johansson。
Yes。もだったよね。本当の自分はどっかでリッチな暮らしをしていて、自分は内臓のためだけに生きてる。その、yeah. 本当の自分に内臓を提供するためだけに生かされているっていう。
And clones wear pumas.
What?
Clones wear pumas.
よく覚えてんね。
Yeah.
product placement. 成功例。
For some reason, every time there's a product placement, it really throws me off in a movie.
でもそんなこと言ったらもう全部だよ今。ミュージックビデオとかもすごいじゃん。
Yeah, I just can't get over it.Like when I was watching iRobot, iRobot was kind of a cool movie. Mm. You know, Will Smith is a badass with like a cyborg arm or whatever. Mm. But the product placements were just death.
ドラマとかもね、最近すごいプロダクトプレイスメントだらけ。
There's this scene in iRobot where this robot, this droid delivery man like shows up.I think the droid himself was like from FedEx or something. That was a product placement too. But he's delivering shoes. Mm. And then Will Smith gets his shoes and he's like, oh yes, my vintage like 2004 Converse All-Star Chuck Taylors on sale today.
Like,
and the whole scene is just about the shoes. So he puts the shoes on and then there's like this weird chase scene.That shows mostly just his shoes. Mm. And there's even a scene in the movie where he walks into a room. No, he's like leaving a room. I forget who it is. It's like the police chief or something. As he's leaving, the guy's like, yo, hold up. And Will Smith is like, yeah. And then the guy's like, nice shoes.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh my God.
そう、 そういうのねやめた方がいいよね。見てる方もバカじゃないからわかるじゃん。あ、これスポンサーついてんなみたいな。
Did you see in my Genkan that I have some Converse All Stars in there?
No.
Yeah.
買っちゃった。
Apparently.
見て買っちゃった。
I didn't even realize it happened, but apparently.
騙されてるよ。
Yeah.
ママとだ。
Shit, they got me.
そうでも多いよ。映画とかもこうやたらとパソコンのこうアップルマークをめちゃくちゃ見せてくるとか。
Yeah.
いちいちこうパソコンでなんか宇宙船とかにいて大変だとか言ってパソコン映ってる時にわざわざセキュリティかあの何ウイルスバスターみたいなさ、
うん、
やつ出してくるとか結構いいよね。あとマイクロソフトのタブレットをなぜか複数キャラクターがみんな持ってるとか
<Yeah.
笑>そういうなんか分かりやすいやつね、急に現実に引き戻されるからやめてほしい。Like, oh.
It's way better if it's just subtle and realistic.
そうなの。
Like, it shouldn't be distracting. There shouldn't be scenes where it's like nice shoes. Like,
そう。
That's ridiculous.
なんだっけ、Truman Show の中で、mm. にも出てくるじゃん。そういうシーンが。その、ジム・キャリーは普通に生きてるんだけど、みんなはスポンサーがいるから CM しないといけないから、mm. あ、このシリアルが朝は一番とかさ、
yeah.
不自然に言ってくるみたいな。それと同じだよね。それうちらもやられてるから。
Yeah, that was like, that was a special case, because it was like a movie. Wasn't that shown as like part of the show?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
so
the point.
It's like
where Jim Carrey.
But the thing is, it still was a product placement, I guess.
I don't think they were using real products.
Oh, it wasn't?
I don't think so, because that's like really bad.宣伝じゃん for the company.
It still wouldn't be as bad as iRobot, but
まあでもあれはほらプロダクトプレイスメント自体をバカにしてるわけだからそこで自分の商品使われたくないんじゃないの逆に、mm. そうでもね多いよね。
次、 The website of a major record association in Argentina was hacked on Tuesday and converted into a proxy for Pirate Bay, providing access to torrent filesNormally, the website is dedicated to industry lobbying affairs. The attack was in response to injunctions demanding that 11 ISPs block 256 IP addresses and 12 domains of the Pirate Bay. The Pirate Bay has been a target of the recording industry worldwide for years.
アルゼンチンのレコード協会のウェブサイトが火曜日に何者かによってハッキングされ、サイトを訪れると違法ダウンロード用のサイト Pirate Bay に誘導されるようになっていたことが分かりました。現在11社の ISP が Pirate Bay の IP アドレス256個およびドメイン12個をブロックするよう裁判所命令を受けており、今回のハッキングはそれに抗議したものとみられます。Pirate Bay は何年にもわたり世界中のレコード協会から標的にされています。この違法ダウンロードどう思う？個人的に。
I think the laws are dumb, and I think that most of these record associations are also dumb, and I think that they're old and dumb.
あの前に多分一回ちょっと話したね、マット来た時とかにもさ、あの話してもらったけど、
yeah.
あのスイスはね。違法じゃないんだよね、違法ダウンロードが。もうただでダウンロードしてるからみんなしょうがないじゃんっていう右政府のスタンス。
Yeah, well, the people need to realize this is somewhat similar to like the war on drugs, for example. It's not possible to stop people from downloading your shit like this.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
People have ways to connect with other people with these internet technologies, and Yeah, you can lock people up. You can ruin people's lives. You can sentence them to, you know, decades in prison and millions of dollars in fines.
Yeah.
And try to make an example out of them. But it's not going to work. It's a failed effort.
なんかあの、今もそうかわかんないけど、ブラジルとかもみんながどうせタダで思いっきり映画とかダウンロードしちゃうから、それよりは安くて買ってもらった方がマシンみたいな感じで、公式の映画の DVD とかがすごい何百円とかすっごい安いんだよね。だからそれぐらいだったらみんな払ってくれるから、それが何2000円3000円になると逆に無料になっちゃうから、
yeah.
だから無料でやられるよりは100円でももらった方がいいっていう、まあそれ正しいよね。
It's their pricing. Their pricing is all screwed up.
ね、あのこの間、まあ、いつも思うんだけど、その物がないわけじゃん、電子でダウンロードしてるものとかについてはさ、特にあの物があって物流があった時と値段が変わらない意味が全然わかんない。
It's like the banks. The
不思議すぎる。
The banks have been driving me crazy. Like,
I, 手数料?
Yeah, I got charged like almost 600 yen 手数料 for a bank transfer. 600 yenLike, are you crazy? Like,
だから人間が運んでて実際人件費がかかってるとかだったら分かるんだけどさ。
I know how this stuff is working. It's just ones and zeros. You're moving numbers around. Like, how are you going to charge me 600 yen? Like, that's ridiculous.
謎だよね。で、あの、Amazon Kindle で漫画読もうと思うと、漫画もすごい高いの。もう紙の本と変わんない値段っていうかさ。じゃあなんで電子で買わなくちゃいけないんだみたいな。だから謎だよね。まあ CD もそうだしさ、音楽高いよやっぱ。まあ作ってる人が頑張ってるのは分かるんだけど、あのね、ケースもないし、そのアートワークとかもないしとかだったらもうちょっと安くてもいいんじゃないかと思うけどね。やっぱ高く設定してると無料の方に流れちゃうからね。
Yeah, well, if they significantly lowered their prices,They would just sell way, way, way more. People today listen to way more music than people used to listen to.
そうだよね。でもだ、しかもだって、もともと YouTube、Vivo とか特にさ、違法じゃなく、正規でただで聴けるわけじゃん。
Yeah, all of your music, whoever you are, it's on YouTube.
ね。
Anyway.
そう。
And if it wasn't on YouTube, then it's on torrents.
Yeah.
It's on whatever...what was it? Napster?
わかんない。
LimeWire?
LimeWire ってまだあんの?
No, I'm just saying, like, there's always something.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, right now it's like uTorrent or whatever torrent.
そう、だからここまで来ると、
ISO Hunt.
うん、だからここまで来るとね、違法ダウンロードしてる方を攻め続けて、自分の業界がこう、どんどんちっちゃくなっていくのを放置してる方が悪いよね。と言いたくなるよね。
Well, a lot of new artists have figured out how this all works.
そうね。あとあの
guys like Wiz Khalifa, he's a genius. He has his fans support him through like merchandise and stuff, and he releases a lot of music just on mixtapes. And mix, it's free music.
あとそのやっぱ海外のバンドとかも最近それ気づき始めてるから、もうライブ、もうライブで稼ぐ。でも CD では稼がない。もう稼げないっていうのをもう finally 受け入れて、
yeah.
そっちにもうシフトしてるから、じゃないとねやっぱ厳しいよねと思います。あとあの海外の歌で日本でデビューしてないから日本で買えないとか。
Well, that's what happens with movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the movie thing is ridiculous.
そうそうそう。そうね。だからあれば買うけど、ないから多分無料ダウンロードしてるって人もいると思うんだよね。
Well, they've figured a lot of this stuff out with things like Netflix for movies. So, you know, people can just stream movies now and they'll pay like a subscription, like with Hulu or whatever they're doing, or even Amazon Prime I think has stuff, but you pay a subscription fee.And then you get to see all these movies. Or let's say with a cable channel, you buy that channel, then you get to see all these movies.
そうだよね。
That system seems to work a lot better.
そうそう。だからそう、オンデマンド見放題とか、オンデマンド聞き放題。
They're doing that with music too, with this Spotify thing.
そうそうそうそう。それでいいよね。
So if you have Spotify, you're not paying 3,000 yen for an album or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そう、それでいいよね。
And for real, like,die-hard fans, like hardcore fans, sure, they'll buy your CDs for that price. But the vast majority of people aren't going to, and you're missing out on all those people when you try to sell stuff for so much money like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, 本当そう.
And it's like exactly what you don't want to do. If you're like an artist, you want to have a larger presence, a larger audience.
Yeah.
It's more important to have more people than to have, like,A few dedicated people, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. まああとみんな最近その無料で何かを見たり聞いたりっていうのに慣れてるからね、今の人たちは。だから、まあうちらのもねとかポッドキャストみんな iTunes 上は全部無料だけどさ。
This is kind of an interesting attack. Have you heard of anything like this?
たまにあるよね、こういうなんか。ちょっと皮肉っぽいハッキングの仕方。
Usually it's just like the DOS type stuff. But in this case, they actually converted the Record Association's site into a proxy for Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
So you'd actually go to the Record Association's website, which would then provide torrents for you to download.
Yeah. 面白いよね。It's pretty ironic. まあでもレコード協会のウェブサイト、そもそも行く人いるのかな。誰が行ってんの。
Well, yeah, they probably got the most traffic.
でしょ。今でしょ。それ以外は。
But it's just a display of how powerful the internet is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you just don't even have a chance.
Yeah.
Like you have. Your chance of having any success with this is so small. To stop this download movement is so small that, and just as a display of that, we're just going to turn your own website into Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
We're going to turn your website into the website that you're having banned.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 面白いよね。まあ、違法とはいえ面白い。
The internet wins again.
Yeah.
100% winning record for the internet.
Yeah. インターネット好きすぎ。マイケル、ラブインターネット。火曜日にね、太田さんがまた話してくれたんだよ。うちらがさ、マイケルがタバコ吸っちゃダメだよって言って、マミ、熱いお風呂やめた方がいいですよって言ったんだけど。
The skin advice.
He was like, he's so stubborn. He's so stubborn. あ、なんかね、肌を痛めつけるのが好きなんだって。そう、あとなんだっけ、もう一個、そう、この間 Facebook の話したから、あの、サイコロジー experiment?
Yeah.
that they 勝手に did, he kind of brought it up. でもまだ聞いてくれてるの嬉しいよね。この100、今103回目だけど。103回目ってのもすごいけどね。
About that Facebook news, it actually turned out that one of the lead researchers for that project was funded by the Department of Defense in the United States.
Oi! Oi, oi!
So now Facebook is being investigated over this whole thing.
マジか。
Of course, バカだね。The government had to have something to do with
that. It makes sense.
And this is after Facebook's, you know, all that stuff they did with like trying to improve their privacy policy.
だからどんどん邪悪なイメージついていくから早くやめて。何になれ、なろうとしてんの？あ、そう。まあそれは怒られるわ。ツイッター見るとみんな野々村議員の記者会見の話をバイリンガルニュースで言うかなって言ってたんだけど、そんなに長く言うことないんだよね、あれ。別に
It's not that important。
まあでも一個だけ言うとすると、面白いのは、例えば私がなんだよ兵庫県民どんなやつ当選させてんだよって言うとするじゃん、で兵庫県民がセクハラ都議会のお前に言われたくないわみたいな感じで、こうなんかさ、人の県とか都とかにバカにされたら困るから、自分たちのところの代表はちゃんとした人を選ばないとみたいにみんながなると、それはそれでいいさトレンドじゃない、と思った。あともう一個だけ、この記者会見で一番やばいのは、質疑応答から始まってんの、記者会見が。私それ初めて見た、今までで。この釈明会見って言ってメディアを呼びつけておいて、質疑応答から始めるっていう、多分そこでもうメディアイラッとしたと思うんだけどね。
Is there an explanation for why this guy basically had a meltdown? Has that been like...
No. No. He was really weird from the beginning. なんか一番最初に、普通はだから自分のメッセージがあって謝るなりなんなりして、で質疑応答 Q&A に移るじゃん。だけど in his case 最初から、はい、じゃあ質問どうぞみたいな感じで、 and he was like、 この会見は自分が怖いと、だから責められて怖いと思ったら終わりにします、なので皆さん平常心を持って質問してくださいみたいな、超上目線なの、なんかどうしたみたいな、どうしたの。だからやっぱりね、その記者会見のフォーマットしかり、メッセージしかり、それがこんなにも分かってない人が議員になって、しかも記者会見を開くっていうのが、まあね、やばいといえばやばい。だって多分ね、この、
I feel like most of these politicians are a little screwy。
いやー、でもなんか温泉に税金を使っただけだったらこんなでかいニュースになってなかったから、あの会見しない方が良かったよね。
<Yeah.
S 1> 逆効果、もうみんなネタになっちゃってるから。
But that's what's happening with all these characters, whether it's Obokata or Samuragochi or...
だから記者会見の使い方間違えてんだよね、みんな。なんでかね。
But what's up with
the
bullshitting in the first place? Why is there so much bullshit in Japan right now? What is all this?
なんか流行り、2014年の流行り、
Jesus、
ね、オポカトさん、サムラゴーチさんで、とセクハラヤジのおじさんから。
I prefer the Anthony Weiner style PR disasters.
あれの方がね、まあれも相当だったけど、
yeah, but
あれはあれで面白かった。
Better. You know, it's like、
ね、
it's embarrassing for him.
Yeah,
it's not indicative of a serious problem in society the way that theseCases in Japan have been.
Yeah, yeah. そうだね、そうね。別にね、税金をなんか横領したわけでもないしね。
Yeah.
あれはただのネタだもんね。そう、今回だからその結構何百万とかを、温泉に100何回とか、結構しかも回数多く行ってるんだけど、その話全く、その記者会見多分40分とか1時間弱あったんだけど、全然してなかったから。なんかね、不思議で、今もそのメディアにこう取材拒否みたいになってて、自分がもしかしてこう自殺とかするんじゃないかと不安ですみたいな、だから責めないでみたいな。それはそれでさ、すごいよね、自分でそれを使う、言い訳に使うっていうのも。
So、did you see we got some tweets about the like WHO, World Health Organization guidelines on suicide, talking about suicide. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What did you think about that? Did you read it?
No, but I mean, I was aware of it. I've been aware of it. And it's true. I mean, we're still following it. I mean, not on purpose, but, yeah. So no problem.
Is that it? No, it's,
あれはその、あれだよね。だから自殺が起きたの事件が起きた時にそれをセンセーショナル、必要以上にセンセーショナルに報道しないっていうのが一つと、もう一つあれだよね。
No, they're like eight things. There are a bunch of things.
There are main two things, right? Like,そのセンセーショナルにしないっていうのと、あの、まあ、自殺が何かの解決方法になるっていうふうにみんなが思っちゃうような報道の仕方をしないっていう。
And that those guidelines are kind of they serve to limit any copycat effects.
Yeah.
From media exposure.
Yeah.
But it seems like that.It seems like those sort of rules should also apply to murderers as well, or at least these shooters in the U.S.
Yeah, so
because it seems like those characters kind of want that exposure. You know, want to create a scene.
そうね.
It's kind of a weird issue, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, そうね.まあ、あとその、まあ、差別とかも意外とそうだよね。結構根本的な話になるけど、その子供たちで差別っていうものに全然知らないで育ってる場合は、逆に差別があるっていうことを知らない方が一生差別と関わらずに生きていくわけじゃん。誰のことも差別せずに、だけどその余計にこう昔から何十年もこういう差別の歴史があってとかいろいろ教え込まれることによって、
yeah.
あそうなんだみたいな概念ができちゃうとかね、だからそれ知りすぎることによってあんまり良くないっていう。
Like white guilt?
Yeah, exactly. とか、まあ何でもいいんだけど。
White guilt is so dumb.
あとこの間ね、あの、なんとか春風ちゃんっていうさ、すごいすぐ炎上するあの子役の子がいるんだけど。
Who?
なんとか春風ちゃんっていうね。あのよくツイッターとかでこういろいろ言って炎上する子がいるんだけど、その子はこの間すごいいいこと言ってて、あの、なんか自分は水色のランドセルを買ったんだって、でそしたらあの大人の人たちにツイッターとかで、女の子なのに水色のランドセル買ったらいじめられるからやめた方がいいよみたいなことを言われたらしいのね。でそれに対して彼女はまあ怒ってるっていうか、
yeah.
なんかそのやっぱり大人が女の子は赤のランドセル、男の子は黒のランドセルとかそうやって大人が思ってるけど、子供はさ何にも真っさらな状態だから何も思ってないじゃん。で大人が例えばピンクは女の子の色ですとか言わない限り、子供はなんだろう、自主的に何水色、女の子なのに水色とか言わないじゃん。
Yeah.
だから
It's weird, I kind of have a story about this.
Oh really?
From like, was it yesterday?
Yesterday? 最近
Day before? The last time it rained. That was like a few days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Yeah, well I've been getting my umbrella stolen a lot lately.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Okay.
It's like umbrella thefts are up this year.
Hmm.
So I was thinking like, well, how can I... So I was in a store to buy a replacement umbrella. I just had an umbrella, but someone stole it. So I was buying another one.
Yeah.
And I realized if I buy another clear umbrella, it'll probably just get stolen again.
Hmm.
But if I buy some like slightly different color umbrella, then maybe it won't be stolen.But the only color that they had other than clear was like this baby blue color, like really girly umbrella.
Oh, okay.
So I was standing there like, oh, but I don't want to use this like baby blue, like girly umbrella.
Okay.
Because if I buy the baby blue colored girly umbrella, then people will think that I stole it because of what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like...The notion that guys are not supposed to be using baby blue umbrella.
Yeah, so so it'll look like I stole the umbrella.
Yeah.
But the reality is that people have been stealing my umbrellas, and I just want an umbrella that won't get stolen.
Yeah.
Ma. I ended up buying it. It's in the Gamcom.
Oh, okay. So that's yours?
Yeah, that's mine. Okay. You didn't think it was mine.
Yeah.
See?
そう、あ、私傘置いてきてたかな、ここにと思ったもん。まあ確かにね、謎だよね。
Right? Even little things like that get weird.
ね。だから多分大人がでもそうやって知らないうちに子供に言ってること、なんか、あれ男の子なのにこの色選んだんだとか、こう気軽な気持ちで言ってることがやっぱり子供にとっては初耳なわけだから、頭に残って、結局そういうね、あの、古臭い考えが、どんどん継承されちゃうっていうの。だから自分が子供育てる時とかめっちゃ気をつけようと思った。そういう不用意にそういうせっかくまっさらなところに子供がいるのに。
Well, how are you gonna do that? You gonna give your son a Barbie?
If he wants it, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. You know. So, well, whatever they're interested in, or whatever they want to wear, whatever they want, you know, like.I think the worst thing that you can say is like, oh, like, if you do this, then people are going to bully you, people are going to make fun of you, とか. I think it's, to some extent, it's necessary to protect your kids, but then sometimes you overdo it, and, you know, it's really weird. I thought it's really weird that these adults told Harukaze-chan, like, いじめられるよ, とか, 超余計なお世話じゃん. 誰だよ, みたいな. だからね, でもそれ、まあそんな知らない子役の子にまでそんなこと言ってくる大人がいるのかと思ってそれもびっくりしたけど。It's weird. Yeah. あ、トランスクリプト今日の分多分出ないよね。
わかんない。I hope so.
でももうすぐ特別編出すんだけどそれはあるんだよね。その分の文字起こしは用意してある。のでそんな感じ。
yeah. Oh, so there's the no more shirts left, yeah?
そう、そう、ありがとうございました。シャツ全部売り切れました。で、またちょっとね、その足す分が再来週ぐらいになると思うから、よろしくお願いします。なんか他に言わなくちゃいけないことあった？ないね。
以上です。
終わり。
Bye.